time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Price City Council Member Lane Miller and Megan Marshall. We're going to be discussing the Renaissance Fair that's coming up in May. There's a lot of moving parts to this. They're trying to get vendors and everybody scheduled and booked for the fair. And it's just going to be a lot of fun, time to get out and have some fun right down there on Main Street at the Peace Garden. So we're going to bring them in. We're going to talk all about this. Lane and Megan, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate the time.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for letting us come.
Well, anytime. This is good information. I love talking about things like this because it's fun activities that get us outdoors. That's
and
the most
I haven't been
part.
As excited about anything as I am this.
So let's dive into this. And Megan, we're going to kind of start with you. The Renaissance Fair, now you kind of said that it was sparked by your main entertainment. So kind of lead us into that and kind of what made you think, let's put this together and bring it to Price.
Yeah. Well, we actually, we'd spoken to the Salt Lake City Crusaders last year, trying to get them to come down to Price. And
almost had them come for a culture connection.
Yeah. That was kind of the plan. And so we never forgot about those guys because watching their YouTube videos is intense. I highly recommend you get on their Salt Lake City Crusaders. Check them out because this is armored combat. These are full steel knight suits that they're wearing.
Steel axes, steel
swords. Yep. They're actually going to be battling each other. And so we'll have two 45-minute shows that day for this day-long event. And just watching them compete is so thrilling. It's so fierce. It's definitely something you don't want to miss. And so this whole thing kind of stemmed around them and just wanting to bring them to Price. And so, of course, we have these entertainers. We have this show to watch, this fight. Well, we may as well get some other music. Well, we may as well have food. Well, we've got to have vendors. Well, we've got to have a beer garden. Like, it's just expanded. Beer garden! So it's turned into this day-long event that's just generated a lot of buzz so far, lots of excitement.
All right, so as you said, you're looking for vendors right now, and I'm assuming then that the one thing that you're looking for is it has to be Renaissance Fair themed, is what you were telling me. So if someone is a local business or something like that and they're interested or maybe getting involved in this, what do they need to do?
Yep, just jump on Price City's website, pricecityutah.com. It's got all of the information on there that you'll need to register. If you're selling a service, if you're selling products, we do just ask that it fits within the Renaissance medieval theme is all. But we've already got tons of vendors locally that have signed up as well as all over the state.
And so let's jump in and talk to Lane, and because this is the first one, Lane, as far as vendors are concerned, if you're wanting to set up a booth, Price City's doing something pretty special for this one.
Yes, we're waiving the fee.
So get out.
It's going to be free.
If you're a vendor and you're wanting to get out there and be part of this, it's not going to cost you a penny, but some time to get up there and do that, right?
That's right. And based on the buzz that we've seen on Facebook and heard, this is going to be a really, really big deal. It's going to be a blast. A
lot of participation. Yep.
And you were saying that it's going to be downtown. It's going to be on Main Street at the Peace Gardens, not up in the other parks, right there on Main Street.
Yep. We'll close Main Street. We'll take the whole Peace Garden. We'll take the parking lots. We'll even move into the parking lot that's back by the museum. So that whole thing will be like a Renaissance village.
That's right.
So get on out. Make your plans now.
Especially, get your outfits. Well, we want you to dress up.
Absolutely.
So I have to dress up if I want to come down and have a turkey leg?
Well, you don't have to.
You don't have to, but it's highly encouraged.
Because we talked about that. If you have turkey legs, I'll be there.
Remember, we have guys with metal swords.
That's another selling point there. So, Megan, let's dive in and let's spend a little bit more time talking about the Crusaders. Now, where did you find these guys?
We actually have a local member. Troy Sweeten is a local community member, and he's part of this group that travels all over the country to put these fights on. And
let
so,
me tell you about Troy.
Oh, yeah.
Troy rides a motorcycle. I've ridden with him. He is nuts. He's nuts on a motorcycle. I can just imagine what he's like when you put him in an outfit and you give him a steel sword.
This enclosed arena with other fighters. It's intense. I love it.
All right. So if once again, if people are interested in wanting to do this, do they get a hold of you, Megan? Do they get a hold of Price City, one or the other? What do we need to do here?
Yep, just PriceCityUtah.com. That's going to have all of the up-to-date information about the slew of vendors that we're going to have, the food vendors we're going to have. The entertainment doesn't stop at our headliners, the Crusaders. We've got fire performers coming into town. We've got a blacksmith coming to do demonstrations.
With a forge.
With a full forge. It's going to be amazing.
All right. And is there, have you got information out on like Facebook or a website set up yet?
Just PriceCityUtah.com under the
right
event
there.
Tab. Yep, okay. We want to keep it simple where people have gone before to sign up for international days and the parades. It's all going to be in the same spot.
All right, so once again, if they want to check them out, they can go on YouTube. Is that where it is?
Yeah, check out Salt Lake City Crusaders on YouTube for sure, and then you'll get a brief introduction as to what this show is going to be like.
And then hold on to your hats and get ready. May 7th.
Hold on to your helmets.
Your helmets. You got me there. May 7th down at the Peace Gardens. It is the first annual Price City Renaissance Fair is what we're going to tab this as.
Yes.
It's going
right.
to be a great time. Fun for the whole family. Really is.
We'll have lots and lots of kids activities.
And if you're interested in being a vendor or anything like that, remember it has to be Renaissance themed. But just get a hold of Price City and they can steer you in the right direction. Lane and Megan, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time.
Watch for details to come.
See you there.
Always more and more details.
That's right.
All right.
That's right. Thanks, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on 107.3 FM and 750 AM.